Doc Lee's here, the podcasting beast from the East, with the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Trail Master, the Data Analyzer Ninja, the Conqueror. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Terminator, Professor Omega, the Cleaner. We'll see if he can be Prof. Thomas today, as he is the master of the unsportsmanlike conduct giving tree of life. Professor John Gotti, how you doing there, boy?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. And as a quick PSA reminder for all those out there, if you're going into a Zoom call, make sure
that's unacceptable. Right there. Let's go. You know what?
What are you blind? How come?
You're out of there. Oh, no, you're out.
I am the wise man of the reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion and soon to be world heavyweight champion of the world, our tribal beast, the head of the table, Los Tranquilo, the Pied Piper of podcasting, the equalizer, the sanitizer, Doc Leesner. Acknowledge me. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it was me. It was me, the Zoom meme of the week. You know, sometimes you got to get podcasting in when you're on a quick break at your job, and I got caught out there. But don't worry, John Gotti's been thrown out of the game, so we'll see what else he's...
That's very, very dangerous, especially for a Super Bowl prediction.
It's all good. Well, see, let's get into the Super Bowl prediction. Usually every year, at least for the last three seasons, we've kind of gone into every season, actually. I don't think we broke it down this much. I think we only did this the last two Super Bowls, where we went over position by position, coach, so on and so forth. But, I mean, let's start at the top. I mean, let's start at the head coaching. Obviously, we got the Bengals, you know, and it feels so weird not to say Andy Reid and the Chiefs. But we got the Bengals. We got the Rams, two young, relatively young coaches.
Zach Taylor. It doesn't feel as weird because we both had the kid goes meow going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but yeah, just because we picked them doesn't mean that they were gonna
I believe it.
So let's start at the top, Johnny. We got Zach Taylor, we got Mr. McVay. McVay, who gets the nod at this point in their career? I mean, they're still both so young. Obviously, McVay has been in the Super Bowl before.
McVay has to get the slight edge just because of the experience factor.
And the team, and honestly, I think when he first got the job, you know, I wasn't really too worried about him. I mean, he came from a pretty good background. I just felt like he came in where everybody was looking for that next big young, you know, coach. You know what I'm saying? There was a wave of young coaches, and he got the nod, you know, and I'm pretty happy for him. He's had great success. The team is good. He'll be somebody that will look back and say, hey, he took Jared Goff to the Super Bowl, right? Not so much the Rex Grossmans, right?
Yeah.
But he took Jared Goff to the Super Bowl. Almost won it, too, but them dang Patriots, right?
I mean, it was the most exciting Super Bowl ever. And I keep saying that, too.
It was. So we'll give the nod there. We'll give the nod there to the Rams. Zach Taylor is on his way. He definitely made some questionable decisions this year, including that, you know, hey, go ahead and call timeout, kneel situation with the backup quarterback a couple of weeks ago. Like, don't even put that ball in that guy's hand. Like, I don't know. Joe, just stay out there. but nonetheless, we'll go ahead and give the Rams that. Moving forward to the quarterback, I think this is so tough because Joe Burrow's been playing bananas. Mm-hmm. But Matthew Stafford definitely, you know, made a wave of improvement. But I think if I had to go here, I'm going to give it to Stafford.
I can understand that.
I think his experience, you know, throwing the ball deep, I think before Joe Burrow and, you know, even Patrick Mahomes was throwing the ball up. Hey, Tyreek Hill down there somewhere. Jamar Chase down there somewhere. Matthew Stafford was the king of it. He's actually one of the, you know, originators of, hey, Calvin Johnson's down there somewhere, you know, because there wasn't too many quarterbacks that were doing that. Obviously, you had Culpepper and some of those other guys. Hey, Randy Moss is down
and,
there somewhere.
And I was going to say, like, Culpepper probably started that part. Like,
I'm not sure. Randy, I don't know. Randy made a lot of – Randy had a lot of yak. I don't think Calvin Johnson had a lot of yak. And he might have, but I don't see nothing but jump balls and deep passes. It's like, you know, playing your little cousin in Madden. All he knows is the go route. But, you know, I'm going to give it to Stafford in this situation.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Joe Burrow. I think despite the lack of experience, he has been cool under pressure. You know, we keep talking about that 9-sack game in the playoffs that he had against the Titans. He is doing something that you don't really see from a rookie in the NFL. And, you know, he's out there trying to play to win. Like, he has been laser focused on this game all week long. And that's something.
It definitely is. I mean, he won the comeback player of the year, which we'll get to in a little bit. But I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I'm going to give it to Matthew, though. But I think I like what you're saying there. Next, we got the running backs. You know, obviously, Cam Akers had some big fumbles.
Cam Akers was almost the reason why the Rams almost lost that game.
Yeah, big fumbles. I was so happy to see him put the ball on the ground. I can't lie to you. But, I mean... The Bengals running tandem, the running back isn't bad either. I mean, come on, he's you know, playing pretty dang well. I mean, I would say it's without the fumbles.
It's
pretty close. It's pretty dang close.
But who are you giving the nod to?
I think I'm going to give it to the Bengals. I think even without the fumbles, I this is rough.
So I'm going with the Bengals too, but I have a reason why. As good as the Rams rushing attack can be,
right?
They don't utilize the running backs enough. Whereas with the Bengals, they use those running backs, whether on the ground or through the air.
Yeah, I agree. I can agree with that.
I have to give it to the Bengals just for that reason alone.
Now, this is a tough one, Johnny. The wide receiver tight end groups. I don't know if the Bengals tight end was cleared. I know he said he was going to do something crazy.
He's going to most likely play.
Yeah, but...
Last game of the season, Doc. You
can't hold anything back. Yeah. Now, I will say that the Rams tight end does make some pretty clutch catches. But if we're talking about the wide receivers, though.
It's hard to, you know, not give the nod to the Rams because they have OBJ and Cooper Kupp, who's the offensive player of the year. But we'll get to that.
You got the rookie of the year, which we get to as well. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. I mean, these guys don't have the names just yet, but they're no scrubs.
T. Higgins.
Yeah, that's why I said Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. They're not bad at all.
They're not household names.
They're just not household names just yet. Obviously, Jamar Chase is because he's, you know, dominated. He's freaking grittying all over the place. But I'll give it to the Rams just because it's a slight edge. It's not very high. It's a slight edge. Very slight. Don't push the maybe, though, on that.
So Cooper Kupp, Jamar Chase, is it fair to say that they're a wash?
No.
No?
No, Cooper Kupp and Ja'Marr Chase, two completely different levels. I think Ja'Marr is good, but Cooper's on another level. That's why I have to give it. I think that's where, I think if you say, you know, T. Higgins, you know, or maybe Tyler Boyd versus OBJ, maybe. But I think that's where it's kind of, because I would say that Ja'Marr Chase is slightly above OBJ. He's between OBJ and Cooper Kupp, which is why I would give the nod to the Rams, because T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd would kind of make up just a little bit of OBJ, but his route running and his catching ability is insane. So they just don't match it at that point. And thank God they don't have Robert Woods, or we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Well, they wouldn't have had OBJ if Robert Woods didn't get hurt. So
that's true.
Maybe
OBJ
would and be maybe a buck. He would have been a buck. Maybe Bruce Arians would have said, you know, we want someone with
more initials. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So we'll go ahead and give this to the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to give it to the Rams.
I'm also giving it to the Rams. I was going to give it to the Bengals slightly, but I think you talked me into the Rams just because
of that. I gotcha. Offensive line wise,
I'm giving it to the
Rams. I would say this is pretty close.
I would say this. If the Rams offensive line played the way that they did against the Bucks, right, like Matthew Stafford would have gotten the nod for QB for me.
I understand.
But they're inconsistent. And the offensive line for the Bengals, for as good as they are, they have just allowed Joe Burrow to get pummeled.
I agree.
And they really need to, you know, make that be a focal point before Sunday's game. So I'm giving it to the Rams just for that reason.
I'm actually going to make it even. Yeah, I said that. Dang. Yeah, we've done even in the past.
Yeah, but you got on me for going even before.
It depends on your rationale and reasoning.
You told me there was no rationale and reasoning for that, but it's fine. It's cool.
I'm gonna give a rational answer here. I just think the Rams do better at pass blocking, obviously, than they do run blocking, and the reverse. The reverse for the Bengals. They do a great job in run blocking, and they're subpar in pass blocking. So, yep. I mean, it's pretty even. They're equally bad in their weaknesses.
Yes.
So, defensively, now we're talking about defensive line. I think you have to go, you know, obviously with the Rams. The Rams defensive line wise, they're just a menacing problem. I'm pretty sure the Bengals are going to take advantage of their aggression. Maybe some screens, a couple draws here and there. But defensive line, I'm definitely giving it to the Rams.
Absolutely, hands down. And I believe the Rams still lost one of their top defensive tackles, too, for the year. So I am going to give it to them.
But so the Bengals did, too. The Bengals did. I mean, that defensive lineman that got hurt, you know, it was pretty rough too. But you know, the Bengals have found ways to win. Their linebacker play is really good. Yep. And I would go to say that the linebacking core is pretty close as well. I like Jermaine Pratt a lot. And I'm not counting Von Miller and Leonard Floyd as linebackers. I don't care what they're saying. I'm looking
Their position may say.
Yeah, but they're defensive linemen to me. So I'm going to give the Bengals a nod at linebacker.
I can understand that. Because they play a lot of coverage. I can actually agree with that sentiment. I'm actually going to go with the Bengals as well for linebacker.
Secondary wise, obviously, I'm going with the Rams.
it's they have Eli Apple, and Eli Apple has been a glaring weakness. Yes, he made that big play at the end of the first half, but
he did. No. I expect Cooper Kupp to, you know, slice and dice him on this one. We might. Hey, you know what? Didn't you have apple pie yesterday?
I did.
I think that's telling. Looks like the state of Texas is going to need just a few more apples.
It's almost like I put that in Doc's head.
Yeah. You're going to have just a few more after this is done.
I may actually get some pie for the game.
I understand. But we got the special teams, the kickers. That dang Matt Gay.
Matt Gay and McPherson.
Money Mac. Oh, that's a tough one.
You have to be objective. I know you have certain type of way feeling about Matt Gay.
I do. I'm going to go with McPherson, not because of anything else. I'm going to go with McPherson. I think he's made more clutch field goals this year.
I'm also going with McPherson.
Yeah.
Again, him and Joe Burrow just have a swag about them. Like, they are just confident in themselves. It's not arrogant. It's confident in themselves.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, but we got our predictions, Johnny. I mean, it seems like, you know, based on your predictions here.
Happening on Sunday. We got the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Doc, it's for it all. So that Lombardi Trophy, who do
I was going to ask you first. Got. I think I went first last year because of the Bucks. I think this is on you.
Yeah,
year.
You but went on like a 3-minute thing about it too.
I did. But hold on, before you go there, I mean, let's go through the tale here. So, based on my picks here, I chose the Rams 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.5 with a tie, right? Coach, quarterback, wide receiver, defensive line, and secondary. Obviously, for the Rams, you chose the coach, you chose their wide receivers, their offensive line, their defensive line, their secondary. Who did you pick for kicker?
I picked Bengals.
You picked the Bengals as well. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, based on the looks of it, it looks like you would be saying the Bengals are going to win this Super Bowl. The kitty is going to meow all the way up till the catnip comes crawling down.
Doc, what the bleep was that?
I don't know. I just got
But based off of what I said, my prediction for Super Bowl 56, Doc, the kitty's going meow.
I'm about to say, this is worse than my rant. I mean, complete silence.
No,
I think somewhere in the world we would get fined if we did that on TV.
I mean, if it was me, like, I would have sat here and saying for like, you know, at least a whole episode.
Well, I would have definitely. I mean, it's only right because you've already gotten kicked out of the game. like that, but.
I mean, I would have sat there and just doing a whole episode saying at the every single sentence. You know, isn't that kind of podcast.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that. So you're choosing the Bengals. You're thinking that the kitty is going to continue to go meow. I get it. I, Doc Leesner, the podcasting beast from the East, believes that this show will return to the greatest show on turf. Ooh. And the Rams will reign supreme. And I'm even going to go as far as to say... No, I'm even going on to say that I believe that Cam Akers is going to somehow redeem himself.
Ooh, are you calling Cam Akers to win the MVP?
unless Matthew Stafford throws for 400 yards,
which is possible.
I think Cam Akers is going to pull a Michael Pittman and run wild on the Bengals. but I think the Bengals defense is going to, you know, bend but don't break for most of the game. But we'll have to wait and see. I think the Rams are going to win it, though. I think they, like I said, the secondary for the Bengals, let's see if they can come up with some big plays. Let's see if the apple gets sliced. And let's go from there. But Doc chose the Rams.
If the Bengals are down at the end of the first half, that's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, possibly, yeah, because of the second half team thing. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens when the smoke clears, halftime shows, and all that good stuff, and go from there. But let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with those great old NFL awards. And we're back. Doc Leeson with the Professor John Gotti. We just got finished talking about our Super Bowl predictions. And we had just a little bit of NFL honors, Johnny. We have the new MVP, which controversy in my opinion.
But Aaron
Rodgers takes it home. Johnny, how did you feel about this when you saw this news last night?
I wasn't surprised because I told you he was going to become the MVP.
You did.
Like
you
I've did. Been saying that literally since like week 10.
Yeah, I just I don't know the disparity between, you know, him, Tom Brady, and Cooper Kupp. I just thought it was too big, too great. Honestly,
well, first things first, let's get this out of the way. Cooper Kupp was never really a front runner.
He wasn't. Jonathan Taylor. It was really Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor didn't get a freaking vote.
Yeah, I think it's because of
like
the
if
way
anything, if anything, Doc, you're the one who should be upset about Jonathan Taylor not even getting a single vote.
I think it's because of the way the Colts fizzled out at the end. But if anybody really deserved it, I thought it was Tom and then Cooper Kupp, but that's just my opinion. I thought he dominated. I mean, 145 catches. I don't know, dang near 2,000 yards. I thought that was just one that was kind of a no-brainer in my opinion.
What did I say? I said Cooper Kupp was going to win Offensive Player of the Year, and that happened. Yeah. I went from John to Taylor because I was like, they're going to give it to Cooper Kupp instead. Because you can't have a triple crown winner,
right?
Not at right. least get offensive player of the year. So
that's true.
And that's I had to reach for those two.
And that's what happened. He did get offensive player of the year, which he could have really stole both if we think about it.
Of course, the MVP is a quarterback award, and mm-hmm. the offensive player of the year is for the skills player.
Agreed. And that's where it's kind of rough because there's no lineman awards. But I was
going to ask you about that, about whether or not there should be a best offensive lineman.
You know, it probably
should. They have it in college.
Yeah, they do. It probably should, but I don't know. I don't even know how they would track that. But I guess they would track it the same way they do college, but I don't even know how they do in college, honestly. So it's something to keep an eye on. Maybe when I do my, offensive line ranking next year, maybe I'll be able to put those criteria in there.
Okay.
But shout out to Aaron Rodgers. Shout out to Cooper Kupp, MVP, offensive player of the year. Cooper Kupp's not a rookie. He's been dominating for years. Defensive player of the year, Johnny, T.J. Watt. I mean,
it's hard to say he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. He really
dominated. A lot of people want to say Aaron Donald, of course.
Of course. But Aaron Donald doesn't get the sacks, though. I mean,
he gets sacks.
He gets a lot of the tackles for loss, but he doesn't get the sacks. I think, honestly, the offensive rookie and the defensive rookie, I think, were bigger perfect gaps. Jamar Chase, I mean, the guy.
Anyone who says he doesn't deserve to be offensive rookie of the year is an absolute idiot. Not a fool.
Yeah. Idiot. Yeah, with Jamar Chase, I mean, obviously Micah Parsons, I mean, he almost set the freaking rookie sack record if he didn't miss the last game with COVID. So I agree with those. Comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow. I think we mentioned someone else. I can't think of who. Was it Big? No, it wasn't Big Ben. Who was it? Dang, I can't remember who else it was we were talking about, comeback player of the year. But Joe Burrow, obviously.
We talk about Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. I don't know.
We got Matthew Stafford, and we also said Dak Prescott.
That's who it was. Dakie. Yeah. That's exactly who it was. But lastly here, Johnny, coach of the year, Mike Vrabel. I feel bad for Mike Vrabel and the Titans, and we talked about this, how he needed to win this playoff game because the Titans are in a short window. They're going to probably need to bring in a veteran quarterback, somebody that's a little bit more.
I was going to say, Tannehill's a veteran quarterback.
I didn't want to say bring in a new quarterback. I wanted to make sure I said, you know, bring in a veteran quarterback to manage the game a little better.
Of course.
You just cut me off just a little bit too early there. A veteran quarterback that can come in and manage the game. This is where your Jimmy G's might come in. You know, maybe they get lucky and get Derek Carr, or, you know, maybe they swing for the fences and get Aaron Rodgers, like everybody's saying. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but we'll have to wait and see. Really quickly, lastly here, Johnny, just want to give a quick shout out to the Hall of Famers. We had some snubs, but
a lot of snubs. Yeah.
But really quickly here, we got Tony Boselli, safety Leroy Butler, linebacker Sam Mills, defensive tackle slash end Richard Seymour, defensive tackle Bryant Young, wide receiver Cliff Branch, and then the seniors, former NFL director of officiating Art McNally, and former Rams, Eagles, and Chiefs coach Dick Vermeil. These individuals will be enshrined officially in August in Canton. Very happy for them. We'll have to wait and see when DeMarcus Ware, Andre Johnson, and Devin Hester get in, as well as some of the older people like, you know, Rondé Barber and such. But
yeah, and we talked about you like the fact that the NFL Hall of Fame doesn't have a ceiling on eligibility compared to baseball.
Exactly. But Johnny, I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in next week as we find out who wins the Super Bowl. Will it be Doc's pick? Will it be Johnny's pick? Will it be both of their picks? We don't know, because we possibly could end in a tie. But come back here for the news, the analysis, and the reads.